Join us WrestleMania weekend for the Internet Darlings live event featuring your favorite wrestling YouTubers. The link is in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw Countout, one of the only pro wrestling podcasts available today that counts down stuff in the pro wrestling world, Larson.
Correct.
That's right. It's right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. It's also available wherever fine podcasts can be found, including Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, iHeartRadio, etc., etc.
SoundCloud.com/Steven Larson.
And also on the iTunes. And if you guys pick up that little iOS device of yours and hit go to the podcast app and then find our show and then subscribe and download to it, it'll make us very happy. And leave a comment and a rating, and it jacks us up in the sports and rec category.
It's all good.
iTunes.
All good stuff happens.
All good. Nothing bad happens. Nothing bad happens, baby Orton. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. Earlier today, we did a live stream where we recapped Raw from last night. We're shooting this on a Tuesday.
Yes.
And we had like 62 people. Some odd people watching us, and they're all patrons. They're all kicking in money for the show. Very reasonable reward tier. We have reward tiers all over the map.
Good value.
Good value. Maybe even best value.
One tier in particular is best value.
Yeah, and we're not going to tell you what that is.
No. Nope.
We're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw, where you guys can now pick up the RIP Ulysses shirt. Huge seller. Big time merchandise. We're going to be number one there too, Larson. And
we need a lot more designs if that's going to happen.
We need quite a, yeah. And let's see here. Oh, we're also going to be at, we're talking about WrestleMania today.
Yes.
Speaking of WrestleMania, we're going to be at the Internet Darlings Live show.
Yes.
And that's where we're going to be sitting there talking wrestling with other wrestling YouTubers like Brian Zane from Wrestling With Regret, Adam B. from What Culture. I don't mess up his last name. People say that I messed up his last name last time. Grim.
Mm-hmm.
JD from NY.
Correct.
Joe Cronin, I think, is going to be there.
And more.
And more. It's going to be a blast. So come check it out.
It will be fun. Check it out. So you mentioned that we were going to talk about WrestleMania today. I have a feeling we're going to talk about a lot of WrestleMania this month because we're on the road to WrestleMania. We're past Fastlane.
Yeah.
We got that show out of the way.
Yes.
So now it's all WrestleMania all
the
time.
Nearing
the
exit ramp.
So the card for WrestleMania is starting to take shape, Steve.
Yeah, it is.
And while there's plenty of matches that we're looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, no, there's some good. There's going to be some good matches.
There's some other matches that we thought, in our minds,
mm-hmm.
would be better, maybe. Or just different, at least.
It would be the draw four of WrestleMania. All these would be draw fours.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Not if you get dealted, but if you're
If you're the one playing the draw four.
I'm best. Yeah, exactly.
It's a wild, so you get to choose what you can play next, plus
draw four wild.
The person you played on has to draw four.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we have 10 matches that we think would be best value for WrestleMania.
Yes.
All right, okay, let's start off with number 10. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I have it down here as the New Japan Battle Royal. We're getting a little silly with this. The Andre the Giant Battle Royal will happen. Braun Strowman will probably win it.
Yes.
However, I have taken the opportunity here to book, I'm not going to go over like all the eliminations and whatnot, but I have all the participants who should be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Interesting.
Okay. Would you like to hear them?
Absolutely.
These are the participants of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal in a dream world.
Let's hear it.
Roman Reigns. Now he's fighting he's fighting the Undertaker.
Yeah, he's being pushed as the top guy on Raw, Steve. Why would he be in a pre-show match?
Because I don't want him to be pushed as the top guy on Raw.
Oh.
I want him being buried in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal with all these other nameless faces.
Okay.
Number two, Braun Strowman, who will in fact be in the actual event, and he will win it.
Okay. Is he winning it in your scenario here?
Ask me after we're
done. Okay, okay.
The Miz.
Interesting. Again, another high-profile superstar in SmackDown. One would
High-ish.
One would think would get his own match on the main WrestleMania card, not on
but
the pre-show.
But he's not. Even in real life, he's not. He's getting a mixed tag match.
But it's on the main card.
He's getting a gimmick match
on the main card.
Isn't the New Japan Battle Royal on the main card?
No, I think last year was on the pre-show.
Pre-show, okay.
Oh, wait, no, it was on the main card last year.
It's the main card, man. It's a big deal. Big Show. He won it 1 year.
He'll be in it.
If he's not facing Shaq,
he'll
he's going to be in it.
Yeah, if he's not facing Shaq.
Kane.
He'll probably be in it.
He'll probably be in it. Mark Henry.
He'll probably be in it.
Good chance he's in it. Titus O'Neil.
Yeah.
Probably, maybe in. It depends on if he's still being punished.
Yeah.
Mojo Rawley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Fashion Police.
Yeah, good chance.
Fashion Police, probably going to see them. Sting.
No.
No?
No.
You don't think he's going to show up for the Andre?
If he can come back for one more match, you think it's going to be for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal? No.
Okay. Okay, well, table that one for now. Jack Gallagher.
Maybe.
Probably not. This is Andre the Giant. This is supposed to be for big men.
Not necessarily.
Really? Have there been cruiserweights in this thing before?
Yeah, Hideo Itami was in the one at WrestleMania 31.
Seth Rollins. Two members of The Shield in this.
Again, a top star.
You can tell many stories.
Again, a top star on Raw who should have his own match on the card. Granted, right. I know he's injured.
Yeah, he's injured right now. So this is perfect to cover up for that.
So it's Triple H.
He's going to have a really crappy street match against Triple H.
Is Triple H in this match too?
No, so they can tell that story? No, he has a match later on in the card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Charlotte.
That'd be interesting.
It's a good one. That's a good one.
It's not bad.
Chosen Bros. That's Matt Riddle and Jeff Cobb.
They're not even signed with WWE.
But they could for a one-time only appearance. They're taking indie bookings.
WWE's not. Okay, anyways, continue.
The Andre the Giant Battle Royal is kind of like, there is borderline independent booking right here. Okada.
Okay.
Okada. No, I agree. Yes.
A.
You just said his name. Okay. Okay, Otto.
If
yeah.
By some miracle, he shows up at WrestleMania.
Then that means his Uber went the wrong way.
Yeah. He's like going to be in the main event.
Yeah.
Or towards the main event. He's not going to be in the Battle Royal.
Nah, this is the Battle Royal. Dalton Castle.
That'd be pretty neat.
It would be pretty neat.
It'd be really cool. But no.
Would his boys be considered participants?
If they got in the match.
Jeff Jarrett.
No.
No?
Even if it were a possibility, I wouldn't want to see it.
Bobby Lashley.
That'd be pretty awesome.
And it could happen. And then finally, Shane McMahon. Tell me you wouldn't want to see, you wouldn't rather see Shane McMahon in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal over any other match possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I think it'd be great. He comes back as like a one-time nostalgia act. That's how he should have been in the first place.
I know.
One-time
nostalgia. So, act. So in your scenario here, who wins the Battle Royal?
Dalton Castle.
Okay. That'd be cool.
Absolutely. Dalton Castle.
That'd be awesome.
Or Charlotte.
That'd be cool too.
Or Jeff Cobb. Or Fandango. Kane.
Okay. Corporate Kane? Monster Kane? Or Demon Kane?
Politician Kane.
Politician
Kane? No, Insurance Salesman Kane.
Oh,
number
nine.
Broken Hardys versus The New Day.
All right, now we're getting serious.
This could totally happen.
Well,
this
now it totally probably happen. Now it probably won't because the Hardys at least signed some
when
sort of contract.
When is 15th anniversary?
Are they only officially confirmed? No, they have a match the day before Mania, Ring of Honor match, a Super Card of Honor.
Okay.
50th anniversary is this weekend.
Okay, yeah. So they do that. They drop the titles, or they drop the titles at what you just said.
At the Supercard of Honor?
Supercard of Honor.
Matt Hardy said in his promo after they picked up the belts that they had signed with Ring of Honor. Didn't say how long
he
for.
He tweeted at Carl Anderson today.
I know.
Yeah.
So too I don't know. Sweet. It could still happen.
Could happen? Too sweet?
No, for I'm not going to too
for
sweet
Carl
you.
Anderson's
I'm
too sweet? No?
Carl Anderson has plenty of too sweets on his pants. It seems like he's adding...
Draw four.
No.
No?
We're not playing Uno.
Oh.
It seems like every week Carl Anderson adds more too sweets to his pants. You
notice
that?
That's definitely true. Oh, I should have put the club in the Battle Royal. Anyways, Broken Hardys versus New Day. New Day are going to do... They're going to host and they're going to do a fantabulous job.
Yes.
But Broken Hardys are going to be 2 miles away at their tailgate party.
Yeah.
I feel like they could come in and have an impromptu match against the New Day. The New Day don't have an opponent right now. They're the host. You're telling me they couldn't do a segment with the Hardys that lasted 10 minutes?
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
I've been saying that ever since the Hardys, it was announced the Hardys were leaving TNA, that with New Day hosting WrestleMania and the Hardys show up, at the very least, do a segment together, impromptu match, be fantastic.
Probably not going to happen.
No, probably not going to happen. I don't know how long the Hardys have signed to Ring of Honor.
Number eight.
Eight.
Just through Supercard.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I don't think you are.
Matt Hardy tweeted at me today. He said, "Steven, we only signed through before WrestleMania." Number eight.
Eight.
Orton versus Wyatt versus Harper.
Yes.
This is the way they should have gone. I'm not sure why they went through all the rigmarole. of having AJ win, not win, Harper win, not win, and then they had a match and Harper ended up losing it, even, you know, with shenanigans going on.
Yeah, it seems
with
like
shenanigans.
It seems like very good. It seems like they're taking the most convoluted, circuitous path to get to Shane versus AJ.
Yeah, they are.
They didn't have to do any of that.
They're also taking a pretty convoluted path to not get Harper in the match.
I know.
This obviously feels like they had planned it and then did not want it.
I know. Because it kind of... The way the Orton-Wyatt story is going, Harper would have been an interesting element to add to what is, in theory, the main event of WrestleMania.
People really wanted it, too.
I know.
They really wanted it.
And to see how, you know, if I mean, because, okay, if Harper's in the match, there's basically zero chance he's going to win the belt. We can agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But having him in the match, it would have been interesting to see who he may have aligned himself with.
Let me ask
you. Would he go back to Bray after all the heat between them? Or would he now align himself with Randy, despite the heat between them, because he sees that Randy has the power right now? It could have been an interesting element to the match.
I know, the X factor.
Yes.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Tonight, so we're recording this on Tuesday, so yes. we'll know the answer to this question by the time this airs.
Yes.
Shane will probably end up getting screwed out of his number one contendership.
You mean AJ?
AJ, I'm sorry, yes. AJ. I think, is crowd going to boo? Because now they're not going to see him take on Bray Wyatt for the title. The crowd loves AJ Styles.
Yes.
The crowd likes Randy Orton. The crowd loves Randy Orton. I'll give him love.
Yeah, he gets the legacy pop.
So you've got a guy who's supposed to be a face, even though he's burning down things. You've got the guy who's supposed to be a heel who keeps getting screwed over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But regardless, the crowd loves both these guys.
Yeah. I think AJ is, depending on what the finish of the match is, I think the crowd would boo if AJ got screwed out of his title shot.
They're going to need... It's SmackDown. I'm thinking that they're going to have a clean finish. I think Orton's going to go over clean.
You don't think...
No, I think him having to fight Orton at all for his spot is enough for him to be pissed off at Shane.
Yes.
That's enough. So I don't think a clean loss is going to be... I don't know. AJ Styles is a company guy. He'll do, you know...
he lost to James Ellsworth twice.
Yeah, and him versus Orton... I mean, you know, he's even said he really wants to fight Orton.
Yeah.
We're getting a dream match tonight.
Yeah.
We're getting a dream
match. And if, you know, if Orton winning the belt leads to a more substantial AJ Orton feud,
yeah,
sign me up.
Yeah, exactly.
So long as Orton is interesting after winning the belt at Mania.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't know. I just think that might be a problem unless they follow it up directly with AJ with a head full of steam confronting Shane. In which case, I wonder at some point, is Shane going to be like, the crowd's heel? Has to be. I would think so. Anyways, Orton versus Wyatt versus Harper would have been much more interesting than just Orton versus Wyatt.
I know.
Yeah.
But then, we have 4 weeks yet to see how that storyline plays out. But yeah, I think it'd been a lot more interesting
and
to
have
that
faith,
triple threat match.
I have more faith that's going to be interesting on SmackDown than I would have if it was on Raw.
Oh, yes.
Number seven.
Seven.
Undertaker versus John Cena.
Yeah, John Cena said on SmackDown this last week that this was his match he wanted for WrestleMania this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
There were early rumors of that match. This was going to be the match for WrestleMania for Taker and Cena. And then at some point, Vince changed his mind and decided to do Undertaker versus Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the right... I don't think Vince made the right choice. I think Undertaker-Cena is a huge money match that people would be super excited for.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the same can be said about Reigns Undertaker, unless the goal is to turn Reigns heel.
It's funny. So I've noticed some people on the Twitters, some of the friendos out there, saying that Cena's performance on SmackDown last week almost seemed like he was, I don't want to say checked out, but checked out in the way that you just sort of be overly goofy with things, like especially
backstage interview. Yeah. The interview
Ellsworth
backstage
thing.
Yeah.
And the fact that he said what he did, what he said to the Miz, which I think is 70% shoot, in that if he was that much of a manipulator, he would be standing in the ring with the Undertaker. I wonder if he's taking this completely, like, just sort of why the hell do I even care anymore? Like, I'm just going to be goofy as fuck.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to, it's this kind of thing. It almost makes me feel like, oh, I'm just going to make myself laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to do this as a
goof. And maybe they gave him that kind of short title run early this year, tie the record at Rumble, have the belts for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, we'll give you this. We'll give you a real brief title run, let you tie the record. And then, you know, here's your Mania program.
There's your Mania program, your mixed tag match with Miz and Maurice and Nikki Bella. I don't know. I agree, man. It's like you have Undertaker, you got Cena, you're coming down the home stretch. You know Cena can put on a good match. Like, if Cena's motivated, he can put on a 5-star match. Mm-hmm. He can put on a really good match.
Mm-hmm. Same can't be said for Reigns. Reigns works. He just doesn't have the experience.
Reigns needs someone, an opponent.
Someone to help him, lead him through the match. Yeah.
Somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say Undertaker does know what he's doing, but Undertaker's a shell of his former self.
Yeah.
Like, performance-wise, he is.
Yeah, he's super old now.
So Undertaker Cena would have made so much more sense. It would have been one of those great things where the crowd would have been into it.
Yes.
As opposed to rooting for one guy and booing the match, essentially. Like, booing the idea of the match. Because that's... when they boo Reigns, they're booing the idea of the match.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're booing Reigns, but...
they're booing the fact that the match is against Reigns and not someone like Cena.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's going to be a terrible match.
Yeah.
And I don't think Undertaker-Cena would have been a terrible match. It would have
been...
but they
would have got the crowd into it.
They would have got the crowd. These are two guys who know how to tell a story.
Yep.
Roman Reigns doesn't really know how to tell a story yet.
Not as well as Cena does, that's for sure.
Not even close.
So it's, and assuming, you know, this is Undertaker's final WrestleMania, because apparently he needs hip surgery, mm-hmm. hip replacement surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this could be his last WrestleMania match, and we can never get Undertaker Cena on the grandest stage of them all, and that's a bummer.
Yeah, that's a total bummer. Number six.
Six.
Kurt Angle versus Handsome Rusev.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of you people might be thinking to yourselves, Rusev, he's a pre-show guy now. He's hanging out with Jinder Mahal, getting jobbed out by the big show.
But just 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a stellar program with John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
They had a match at WrestleMania, and Rusev came to the ring in a tank.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a pre-show entrance.
It's 8 months ago, he was the top champion on Raw.
He was, before the Universal title came into the picture.
That's right. So I had always thought that, be it Angle, or when we first started talking about, before we knew about Angle coming back, the Bill Goldberg, I thought, you know what, who can... you know, Rusev is that sort of inherently, because he does the Bulgarian brute thing, you automatically say USA to counter that. And we're both big fans of Rusev.
Yes.
And Kurt Angle obviously is, you know, just a marvel on the mic. And I think this would be so much fun.
It would be tons of fun.
This would be so much fun. And you know what would be even more fun? I'm almost kind of disappointed, because Rusev is not just what you... he's not just... and you guys know this. You guys have been watching the show. You know this. Rusev is so much more than the sum of his parts.
Yes.
Because the dude is obviously very smart. He's very gifted. He's great on the mic. He's very witty on his feet.
Yes.
He is the perfect embodiment of pro wrestling. He takes his job seriously, but he doesn't take himself too seriously. And pro wrestling is not meant to be taken too seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Kurt Angle is the embodiment of that. That was always Kurt Angle at his best.
Yeah.
And so I would actually love to see a program with these two guys that could potentially develop, and I'll probably never see it, but that could potentially develop into some sort of partnership.
Yeah.
Because to see them in vignettes trying to be on the same page
would be fantastic.
Would be so entertaining.
It'd be so good.
It would be so fantastic. But seeing them at odds also would be fantastic. And so I think Angle versus Rusev could have been a million bucks. And it's kind of magical. We might still see, not at WrestleMania this year.
Yeah, maybe at SummerSlam or something.
But it's entirely possible that Angle, who still has wrestling matches in him.
Oh, yeah. Angle just wrestled this last weekend.
That's right.
Against Cody Rhodes in a cage match.
Yeah, Cody came out the top of the cage.
Yep, moonsault.
Don't do that every weekend, Cody. Don't do that off the top
no,
of the cage.
No, no. But yeah, that'd be a stellar feud, stellar match.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bummer that apparently Angle is not wrestling until after maybe his Hall of Fame induction.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. Well, What are you going to do?
But maybe at least if he's going to be the Raw GM, as rumors are leading us to believe, then at least he'll be on TV on a regular basis.
We'll at the very least, we'll get some inter. I mean, here's the thing. It's not that far out of the realm of possibility. Angle's probably going to be the Raw GM. Rusev, they're probably not going to pull the trigger on it, but I could see Rusev turning face, you know? Probably not. We both know that it could be very successful.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a matter of, in terms of, like, you know,
getting him in the right program.
Getting him in the right program.
Setting it up. Because there's already been times where the crowd has enjoyed his work so much that they'll pop for him as a performer, regardless if he's a heel or a face.
Right, exactly. And so, I don't know, to see, even if they're at odds, that's going to be a lot of fun. I really hope they take advantage of having both these guys together.
Yeah, same here.
On or after Mania. Number five.
Five.
Triple H versus Goldberg. Brock Lesnar scares me.
Yeah.
And Goldberg's old.
Yeah.
And I think if you want to preserve Goldberg to live to fight another day, you'd want him in there with Triple H, a guy who, I mean, I know they've fought before.
Yeah, back in 20
years ago, whatever,
years,
yeah,
like
whatever
that, yeah.
It was. But this is a new day.
That
I
was
mean,
that
Goldberg
was,
and Lesnar fought before.
That was back when Triple H wore the bicycle shorts.
Yes, that's correct. His spandex.
Yeah.
He has the padding on the butt.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. In this day and age, Triple H, I know he's going to be taking on Rollins in some sort of street fight this year.
Yeah, probably.
But he's also the kind of guy who can be the celebrity guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he was the celebrity guy for Sting 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
they can even use kind of the template for that match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that match was...
Oh, yeah, overbook it, yeah.
It was the Monday Night War.
Yeah,
the one
yeah,
match.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you could kind of have the sequel to that, instead of Sting, have Goldberg.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Tell
yeah.
that story.
Yeah. Did DDP get involved in that match? No, he didn't, did he?
No.
See, have DDP come down, have Booker T come down.
Exactly.
Bring in Scott Steiner, you fat bastard.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Goldberg, you fat bastard. When's Scott Steiner going to be on the cover of 2K19?
2000, never.
2000, not going to happen. Shaq, when is Shaq going to be on the cover of 2K17?
2K17?
Yeah, that's just what I call it. No matter what iteration it's going to be, 2K17. Let's see here. Then we have, number four.
Four.
AJ Styles versus John Cena.
See, I think...
This is yours and
is
yours
mine.
Alone.
Because I think they shouldn't
get my own AJ Styles match later on.
I don't think they should have had their match, their title match, at the Rumble. It should have been at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Should have been the main event.
Yeah.
And they could have built the entire show to crescendo at the moment when John Cena ties, granted I know it's pro wrestling, one of the most hallowed records in the entire sport.
Yeah.
Ric Flair's record from the most world title victories.
Right.
They could have built an entire WrestleMania around that storyline. Instead, it played a small part in AJ and Cena's feud leading up to the Rumble. And they acknowledge it with a picture of Flair backstage, and that was it.
Oh, that's what I was about to say, too, because I can imagine at the end of Mania, you know, Cena's out there celebrating, and then who comes down? Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Tears already coming down, blood already streaming down his face.
What a moment. That'd be a huge
moment.
He starts
doing his fuck dance where he starts humping. Yeah, he does this. Fire me! You can't fire me.
Yeah.
Fire me, I'm already fired.
Starts wooing all over the place.
Exactly.
It would have been great. It
would have been fantastic.
And also, AJ would have got to wrestle in the main event at WrestleMania, which he rightly deserves after the fucking awesome year he's had.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they could have put on a fantastic match to close the show.
Yeah.
And it would have been great. It would have been a huge, fantastic WrestleMania moment.
I'm really curious to know exactly what is the relationship between Cena and the WWE at this point, because obviously he has one foot out.
Yeah.
But I think that he will, and he said this recently, he's always going to have at least a couple of toes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he's ever going to be gone for that long.
No, I don't think he's ever going to leave to the same extent, say, The Rock did.
Right, exactly, yeah.
But I can see him, you know, having 5 to 7 matches a year.
Oh, for sure, yeah, yeah, which is a lot, which is really, I mean, that's a bunch. That's, you know, WrestleMania, Rumble, SummerSlam.
Survivor Series.
And then a couple of Raws or SmackDowns.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he'll show up on TV more often, but just, you know, just have a handful of matches, maybe do 20 dates.
Yeah. But no, my thing also about this, the thing that I do like about having, if this was at WrestleMania also, is that you're right. His and AJ's feud was so rushed this time around, and it really lacked the historical context that it needed. Yes. Because Cena wasn't even referencing the fact that we harped on this, the fact that AJ had a clean victory over him.
Yeah.
You know, and a second one at No Mercy.
No Mercy.
And this feud need, like this return needed more, and it needed that kind of reference. It needed the entirety of AJ saying, while you've been gone, I've been the place, the face that runs the place, yeah, and face.
The champ that runs the camp.
Exactly. And we got none of that. It was just like, you're right. It was like, let's get this belt on him. Mm-hmm. We'll give it to Bray.
It felt like an obligation.
Yeah. Number three. Sami Zayn versus Braun Strowman.
They had a match. They had a couple matches, but it never felt like this feud reached any sort of satisfying conclusion.
It
seemed like they just moved Braun and Sami onto other things.
Yeah.
But they never really had a proper, at least I felt like, a proper blow-off match.
In another world, this could have easily been for the Universal Championship. You know, like, these are two guys, Braun Strowman, they've pushed him so hard so fast until very recently. And Sami Zayn, easily, they could have gone with him instead of Kevin Owens for that initial push with the Universal Championship. Could you imagine how weird it would have been, or how crazy it would have been, if they had that the match where Kevin Owens was handed the belt by Triple H? Do you imagine instead if Sami Zayn was in that match and he handed the belt to Sami Zayn? All things being equal, if Sami Zayn was still a face, that could have made for a really interesting story. Like, why did he do this?
Yeah.
Why did he give it to me? Like,
yeah.
I'm the underdog, the loser wrestler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Losing wrestler. Right,
the bad wrestler.
Losing wrestler.
That could have led to something kind of interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Triple H could have been like, you're my safety deposit box. I want you to hold this until I bring Joe over. I bring Kevin Owens up to status. You know, I don't know. I just think it could have been something else. And so I think Sami Zayn, in my opinion, well, I've said this before, kind of the inverse of Bray Wyatt. He's like the face who could always be inserted in the main event scene and people totally buy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of that, I think this could have been easily at some point for the Universal title or the U.S. title.
Yeah.
You know, could have been any of those. And I think this could have been, you know, the ultimate underdog story.
Well, that's how they always played it up.
The David Goliath thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got it, you know, we got the 10-minute time limit one. I think we technically had a blow off after that.
Yeah, they had another match. They had like a last man standing match on Raw.
They had a last man standing match.
But exactly. It felt like they could have done so much more with this feud. And it could have built up Braun. It could have really built up Sami. And say, Sami just kept on getting beat, kept on coming back saying, no, I can do it. I can beat Braun.
Yeah.
Maybe they have 10 matches.
Mm-hmm.
And Braun's at the point, he's like, why do I have to keep fighting this guy?
Yeah.
I beat him 9 times already.
Yeah.
And in this 10th match, Mania, somehow, some way, Zayn, after like 6 haluva kicks, finds a way to pin Braun.
Yeah.
And see, Strowman losing to Reigns at Fastlane sucked.
Yeah, big time.
Because it really doesn't do anything to help Reigns at all.
It doesn't do anything.
And it hurts Strowman.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you have 10 matches between, I know 10's a ridiculous number, I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah, sure.
But if you have 10 matches between Strowman and Sami, Braun wins 9 of them.
Yeah.
And it takes a heroic, beyond heroic effort on Sami's part to just eke out a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Braun still looks good.
Yeah.
And it shoots Sami to the stratosphere.
Because we're all Sami.
Yeah.
We're Sami.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And he was finally able to overcome that obstacle. It's been an awesome story.
Yeah.
And it'd been an awesome moment to happen at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Instead of just having kind of a blow off match on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Womp. Could have been a Mania.
Yep.
Sami Zayn, by the way, still has something to do. I guess he'll be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Or he'll have another match with Joe, but I don't know what's going to justify that.
Yeah, I'm still
not
sure what Joe's going to do. I mean, they kind of set it up, but like Sami Zayn came back at Joe last night.
Yeah.
They kind of set that up.
But I don't know what justification Sami has for saying, okay, well, I need another match. Unless they're going to kind of do a repeat of the Braun thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they asked Joe last night. No, pre-show. Pre-show at Fastlane, they asked him,
"What are your plans for Mania?" Yeah,
he basically said they don't know. He didn't say that. He said, "My plans, I'm definitely gonna make an impact. You'll find out very shortly." What am I doing? I don't know yet. Doesn't know. Number two, Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar.
This is what Samoa Joe should be doing at WrestleMania.
I agree wholeheartedly. This should be Joe versus Lesnar, and because Lesnar's going to literally kill Bill Goldberg, but Samoa Joe is a tough guy. He could take a beating from Brock Lesnar.
We will probably, not probably, there's a chance we will see this match for the Universal title, perhaps, at SummerSlam.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
It'll probably be Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
But there's a chance it'll be Brock.
Finn Balor.
Brock against Samoa Joe.
Or Finn Balor.
Brock against Samoa Joe.
I think you're right. I think it's going to be, I don't know, we can go all day back and forth about who's going to take Lesnar's Undertaker streak from him.
Well, and the Universal title, too. It's going to be Roman.
Joe, Nakamura, Balor.
It's going to be Roman, though.
Roman Reigns.
It's going to be Roman.
You know, their match at Mania 2 years ago wasn't terrible before Seth Rollins got involved.
I know it wasn't.
But it was the kind of thing where they, yeah, the Roman has to do, like, a lot of spears. He needs to do a lot.
Yeah.
He should do a lot.
A minimum of four.
Because, yeah, especially because, like, Lesnar kind of has a say on things these days. So I could see him thinking that Reigns Lesnar would be a bigger moneymaker than Joe Lesnar.
Potentially. But he's also, Lesnar's wrestled Nakamura before.
Yeah.
In Japan.
It wasn't real Nakamura.
No, I'm not saying as if that's an excuse not to see it. I'm just saying, given that he's wrestled Shinsuke before and knows what kind of performer he is.
Oh, you think he'd be down for it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
But he might think it's a money feud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'd be totally down for it.
Good point. Yeah, no, I don't have much to add to this. I mean, I think you're right. I think we're going to see this at SummerSlam. But, I mean, how awesome would it be to have seen it at WrestleMania?
I know, being there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It'd be great.
But, you know, I can't really give him too much shit. Lesnar versus Goldberg is a pretty big money feud.
Yeah, it is.
Like, they're right about that.
I know. So there's a lot of matches this year at WrestleMania they're right about.
Mm-hmm, yeah. No, I mean, like we said before, it's a pretty good card this year.
Yeah, it's a pretty good card.
This is better.
Yeah, this is our card is better.
Speaking of which, number one.
One.
AJ Styles versus Finn Balor.
They're on different shows, Steve.
Doesn't matter. This is like a dream match situation we have here.
But they're on different shows.
Doesn't matter. Who cares? Doesn't matter. You think Andre Giant Royal is going to have people from many different
brands. According to your card, your lineup for that is going to have people from different promotions.
I know, exactly. But it's at least going to have people from different brands.
I know, but that's how Battle Royals work.
Because here's the thing. Okay, WrestleMania is a cross-promotional
I understand
pay-per-view.
That. Yes.
Okay? AJ Styles, in a perfect world, would have nothing to do. He'd be like, well I'm not going to...
pretty much has that now.
I'm not going to face Shane McMahon because that would be stupid. That'd be a waste of my talents. Balor makes a big splash coming back on Raw. How big of a mark-out moment would it be for AJ Styles to invade Raw and challenge Finn Balor?
That would be great.
It'd be great, exactly.
But it's not going to happen.
None of these are going to happen because they're already booked.
I mean, like, this conceivably is not going to happen because they're in different brands.
AJ versus Cena literally already happened, and that was your suggestion for an AJ Styles match. It already happened.
I know, but it could have happened better.
Samoa Joe versus Lesnar never happened, except for SummerSlam. It's too early. Balor, AJ Styles shows up.
I'm saying, apart from the Balor Royal, there's no other cross-promotional, cross-brand matches here.
This one could be.
But what's the justification for it, other than that AJ wants to fight Finn Balor?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's justification.
Are they going to bring up Bullet Club?
Yeah. And then Gallows and Anderson get involved.
Do you know if when Finn left Bullet Club...
Kazarian comes in.
When Finn left Bullet Club...
Stardust comes out.
Listen to me. When Finn left Bullet Club... Because I know when AJ left, they kicked him out, essentially. They beat him up.
Yeah.
Was there anything like that with Finn?
I don't recall.
Okay, he just left.
Pretty sure he did. I don't know. He just wasn't there one day. They all did this, and then they were like...
No Finn. I mean, it'd be a great match, and it'd be awesome to see.
Yeah, thank you. Number one.
I just don't know. I'm trying to think of the motivation behind it, other than AJ coming out and saying, I'm the face that runs the place.
Here's the thing, dude. This is wrestling. You don't really need any motivation. They just do things.
I mean, I guess...
Why did Randy Orton burn down Bray Wyatt?
The whole reasoning behind Roman Reigns and Undertaker matches is they're fighting over whose yard it is. That's what
exactly.
They're fighting over.
See what I'm saying? Undertaker's supposed to be a SmackDown guy. That's cross-promotional.
No. Undertaker said he goes where he wants to go. He's above brand.
Okay, but before that, he said, SmackDown is my home.
Did he say that? I don't think he called it his home. He just
my legacy will no like longer that. Be a WrestleMania. It'll be having hip replacement surgery.
Yeah,
it's great watching those Ring of Honor shows because they're all sponsored by like the Heart Helpline, Health Heart Helpline or something. And so, like, there's promos with Jay Lethal. Hey, everybody, do you like your heart? Then you should go to Heart Help Helpline or whatever it's called. It's great. It feels so local.
So who wins this match, Steve?
What, between Finn Balor and AJ Styles?
Finn would have to win because he's returning,
Finn
right?
Finn would win. He's the face.
Yeah.
He comes back. AJ Styles comes back, comes out, invades, and, like, attacks his shoulder with Gallows and Anderson.
As weapons? Does he use Gallows as weapons?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
He picks him up and he starts...
Yeah, because as you put it, when you put it that way, that's what made me think, like, he's using them as weapons.
Luke Gallows gets down on his fours and AJ Styles gets on his back and he starts riding him towards Finn Balor. That'd be great. No, I like this. I like this a lot. Balor versus AJ Styles. Well, maybe, I want to see the two leaders. Hold on a second.
Maybe the WWE will come to their senses and realize that nobody wants to see AJ
versus
Shane.
Can I get
a
too sweet for not having any Kenny Omega in this list?
No.
No?
He re-signed. It's not going to happen.
No, for not having him in the list.
Yeah.
I didn't put him in the list.
I know.
Right. I should get a too sweet for that.
No, you shouldn't.
People in the comments are always like, you guys love Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
He's the best wrestler in the world.
He's one of.
Exactly.
One of the two best wrestlers in the entire world.
Anyways, I think this is a good list. I think number one, especially, all three leaders of the Bullet Club.
You didn't mention Kenny Omega officially. Just because you added in now, it doesn't retroactively make it the case.
Finn Balor, AJ Styles, Kenny Omega, Adam Cole, baby.
Oh, dear.
There you go. And Stardust. There is your... There's your best, the top WrestleMania matches we want to see.
Okay.
This year.
Okay.
We're going to be there. We should have some sort of say. Right? We paid for our ticket. Doesn't that give us like...
Well, I mean, we're just two of 50-some thousand people that are going to be there.
This grosses me out so much.
Yeah, stop doing it.
This is nasty.
Stop it.
Okay.
Sign off.
All right. Anyways, that's it for us. Be sure to let you know what in the comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.